Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, I ate a can of mushrooms.
I did.
Pieces and stems, if you're wondering. As opposed to buttons, it was pieces and stems, which will be my next year's fantasy football team name.
Pieces and stems.
Pieces and stems.
And the Bulldog.
I should be ashamed to admit this publicly, but whatever. How long have we been doing this? I'm a junkie. I can't be trusted.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. It's been a fun day, I would say. Give us a call if you'd like to join in. 803-0550. Talk to Sam Panayotovich about a few different subjects. Theo Greminger. Get some fantasy in. Just talking ball with a fantasy bent. Davis Maddock was on this morning, speaking of fantasy. I hope they mentioned, I hope my name came up. I mean, I'm co-hosting with him every week. I don't know. Like, I don't know if Jeremy and Joe know that or if Davis thought to mention that. Actually, I texted Davis later in the day. I'm like, you were on GR this morning? He's like, yeah, I don't know how they had my number, but I was. They called me last night. Like, well, they might have your number because you've been on this show a couple times. Like, maybe you're just in the system
right
now. On Tuesday, on ADP Chasing, if anybody would be so kind to go watch this on YouTube, ADP Chasing, meaning average draft position in fantasy is what that means. Late in our show, I do this podcast with the guys every week. Late in the show on Tuesday, I mentioned Anthony Richardson because, you know, we have this game we play every week where at the end of the show, we pick guys that are not being drafted at all, basically. And, you know, here's an idea. Maybe this guy is worth drafting. Anybody outside of the first 200 picks, Richardson has fallen outside of the first 200 picks on Underdog because, why? Well, he's not going to play, right? Daniel Jones is going to start, and maybe that's it for Richardson already. And so I'm like, I'll take him in this game. Who knows? There's an injury. They've got a lot invested in him. Maybe he plays late in the season and I win. And, you know, Jacob Sanderson on the show, Colts fan, he's like, sure, that could happen. He's been saying the whole time he's never going to start week one. But sure, that could happen. I mean, these fantasy guys are looking for, I mean, whatever's possible, you want to have a piece of it, just in case. So, yeah, sure, that could happen. And then Davis goes, how long until we get the announcement that Richardson has changed his name and has gone into a new career? Literally yesterday,
right?
There's a tweet about Richardson going by the name Villain rapping, and there's a video of him rapping.
I saw the video today. Well, I saw a clip of the video. I did not listen to the audio. I didn't know there was a new name involved. I just saw a tweet that just said, like, hey, this is what's up with Anthony Richardson.
Davis mentioned pickleball.
Pretty good call.
Not rap.
Even though it's not rap, it's not pickleball. Still, that's a hell of a job.
When do we get the announcement that he's changed his name and gone into a new venture? And like it happened yesterday. And so I went, David, I don't know if this came up this morning. Maybe the Richardson thing was out, but they wouldn't have seen the show.
Right.
Like Joe wouldn't have seen the show.
Right.
So I'm like, Davis, did you actually know about this when you said that? Because when he says it on ADP chasing, I laugh. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. That could happen. And it happened almost the next day.
Right.
So if you want it, ADP chasing Tuesday, an hour and 18 minutes. We're getting near the end. We usually go longer than that, but one of the guys, Pat Corain, was not there. It was a shorter show. Hour and 18 minutes into the show, on the nose, is when you hear him say that on Tuesday morning. And Richardson, on Thursday, it came out that he was trying this under a new name.
Boy, how did it take me until this morning to see it?
I know, right?
I'm behind. I gotta talk to my social media team.
So Richardson would, not to load the question, he would not be in your top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL?
Sadly, no. No, okay. I do not think he would be there.
Okay. Would Jalen Hurts?
I think so. I think so. Yes.
Try it. So this has been bouncing around. Dave Tripoli, a friend of mine through fantasy in Philadelphia, was ripping somebody on Philadelphia radio for not ranking Hurts on a certain like Philadelphia athletes list. And then there's Charles McDonald from Yahoo, who ranked his top 10 quarterbacks, and Hurts is not on the list. So I think, you know, there's like that's happening in the world right now. It is Jalen Hurts disrespect season. Would he be in your top 10? I'm also curious for who would be your number 5.
Oh, all right. Well, I just started spitballing names. I'm making a list. Look, everybody watching on the Twitch or on the YouTube. I found a notepad in here. Nice.
Boy, a well-known gas company getting some free,
yes,
free publicity.
Yeah,
everybody send us your notepads.
Yeah. So I just started. Right, you know, the top three are, you know, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson. Then I just got to Daniels, Burrow. So I don't have them in order necessarily that I would. I'm just trying to just get to see how far I can get before I would get to Hurts. So those are the ones just without even looking at teams that I thought, okay, those are obvious ones.
You want me to give you names?
No, I can. Sure, that'll be easier. You talk. Yeah, go ahead.
Justin Herbert.
No. Not ahead of Hurts for me.
Dak Prescott.
I don't think I would put him ahead of Hurts either.
Okay. I would on both, I think. I would be yes to both. Matthew Stafford.
I almost have to say yes because I love him. I think we're going to find out that I think Hurts is in the top 10 and I like him way more than you. The running is good. He's not a super great passer. He's had some great games in big spots, but he's not prolific, I don't think, throwing the ball.
We're at a important spot on the board when it comes to quarterback analysis. How much does the running matter? It probably should matter. It's a part of your value at the position. Would anybody say it isn't when it comes to Jackson or Allen? Would anybody say right. It isn't? You know, but guys like Burrow don't run at all. Is he better? He just doesn't run? It's a debate. I feel like it's not to be completely ignored.
Yeah.
But playing quarterback, there's still a traditional vision of that in my mind that I'm sort of leaning back on.
I'm really interested in how much you like Herbert and I like Prescott, but compared to Hurts, I'm just going to need to see you actually do something. Like, he's lots of stats. So from a fantasy perspective, it might be closer, although the running again would tilt that. But it never comes through. Like, they fall flat in the big spot constantly with him.
Well, that's Jackson too then.
Okay. But he's statistically so ridiculous that I just can't.
Prescott has won a lot of games. It's just, right. I mean, the playoffs, they're the Ravens. It's the same as the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly. But I mean, Dallas has not gotten to the NFC Championship since Aikman.
Right.
And Baltimore has once.
And Herbert.
Because they beat the Texans.
Herbert, I feel like I'm tired of including. I've decided Herbert is voted off the island. I elevated him too quickly, I think, on spec, like size, arm, look, he can really move too. And I don't know, when he does decide to move, it works well. Like he it's effective, but I don't think he does it often enough. I think Hurts would definitely be in my top 10. Jordan Love is another one that maybe I would take ahead of Hurts.
Herbert last year, 66%. That's good enough. That's fine. Yep. 3870 yards. It's above Allen.
Yeah.
23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Remember, Herbert threw more interceptions in one playoff game than he did all year.
Yeah.
And he played every game. 3 picks. Yeah, my thing on him has been take more chances.
Yeah.
And that reads like, you know, he might not have been willing to do that.
Yep.
I think he's top 10.
Did Jaden Daniels' name come up yet?
So Charles Robinson's list for Yahoo does not include Hurts or Daniels. It does include Herbert, 5, Stafford, 6, Prescott, 7, Jordan Love, who you mentioned, 9, C.J. Stroud, 10, 8, Geno Smith. So that really is, I
want to fist fight this list.
It's the weekend, maybe step back. Unless the list fights like Adrian Peterson, then I think you're okay.
Right. It is not the weekend yet.
Yes, it is.
We got a little while to go. I can still be in a fight. I'll be fine when the whistle blows. You know, I will not. There won't even be late hits.
You're still at work, but listen to this work. This is
right,
work.
Right.
You're still at work.
Right.
But so, it's totally the weekend.
So I want to fight the list.
You want to fight the list. Adrian like Peterson would fight the list and lose. Geno Smith is perfect, as is Stafford, for the point about rushing. Geno Smith is the most accurate passer in the NFL. That's all he is the most accurate passer in the NFL. I don't know if he runs at all. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
The most accurate passer in the league. That's probably good.
That and $5 will get you a decent latte. I don't know. You got to be able to move. I don't even like, I include Burrow, but I would take any of the guys that we've talked about here ahead of Burrow if they can move.
Fields?
No.
You're not going to put Justin Fields above Joe Burrow?
No.
You'll put Hurts above Burrow?
Yes. I think I would, if I were putting my team together, and these guys are all the same age, right? Like, so it's not I need this guy because he's younger or what. Like, just look at the athletic profile, who they are as players. I'm taking Hurts over Joe Burrow. I think I'm probably crazy.
Yeah.
But I think the rushing, I want the rushing. The elusiveness, the back-breaking 8-yard scramble on 3rd and 7. And Burrow just barely gives you any of that.
Does Hurts give you that much of that, or does Hurts just make it on 3rd and 1 all the time? Like, does he really get out very much?
I don't know. I don't even think about what his rushing totals are.
630 yards. That's more than Allen.
That's not just sneaks. That's a lot of damn 1-yard sneaks, if that's all sneaks.
It's 42 yards a game. Something.
And
14 touchdowns.
That's valuable.
He has 52 rushing touchdowns last 4 years, regular season only. 52. Could that lead the NFL? No. Henry would have more than that. Allen would be close.
Yeah.
He has 10 more in the playoffs. 5 last year, and then 5 2 years before when they went to the Super Bowl also. All right, well, so who's not? Prescott is not in the top.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10.
No, he probably ends up there. Because once I got to the NFC, I really... Because I loaded up on AFC guys here. Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow. And then I flipped the screen here and started looking at the NFC. I put Stafford down. Love, Hurts. I think I would get to Prescott.
Love, Hurts.
I think I would... Yeah, right. Love, Hurts, Prescott.
No Kyler Murray for you? You hate Kyler Murray.
I hate Kyler Murray.
I'm starting to.
I just do not...
I'm starting to hate Kyler Murray.
I just, no.
Penix?
I love Michael Penix, but he played...
Not time yet.
Played three games.
It's not time yet.
Yeah.
Shug?
Yeah, I don't think so.
What about Goff?
Seems early. No. I hate Goff.
You hate Goff?
Yeah.
Wow. Darnold?
Goff probably belongs on this list right around... What have I got here?
Somebody agree with me.
I'll put Goff 10th.
Poor Goff.
Goff can be 10th.
Hi, I'm Jared Goff. All I do is win and go to playoff games and Super Bowls.
Right.
Well, that's really a stretch. He went to one, and they scored 3 points.
You know, it is... it's convenient when we want to make a talking point out of how a narrative should have... It's been disproven. It should be dead and buried. But you still cling to it. Like, it's your first impression, like the first thing you ever thought about a player, and you just can't get it out of there, no matter how much you see them do well. Goff and McVay, and like the book on that was, he can't do it without McVay telling him what to do. Once the headset goes off, that is still stuck there. And I don't even really believe it, but when I, without thinking too hard, you say Jared Goff, and I go, and it's that. I have to not react quickly when you say Jared Goff's name, because I need to eradicate that from my brainstem, as I don't think it's fair anymore, but it's still there. I got work to do on Jared Goff.
But you're not going to do it.
No.
And you'll always feel this way.
In a few months, you're going to bring up Jared Goff, and I'm going to go, eh.
Yeah.
QB wins.
4,600 yards, 37 touchdown passes. No, whatever.
Right.
He's still bad.
The coordinator. Let's see him do it without McVay. Oh, he did. Okay, let's see him do it without Ben Johnson. He's going to have an MVP year, and I'm going to be pinning it on some coach that held his hand the whole time.
Give someone else the credit.
Yes. I have a Jared Goff blind spot, I think, is what I'm revealing here.
But you know it.
Yes.
So?
I guess I like it.
You want to have it.
I welcome it.
No Stroud?
You
don't like him either?
I'm not crazy about Stroud. That's mostly the rush to anoint him and them last offseason, and I'm going to hold that against them until they show that they're, elite. And then, they might. He does have he's got a lot going for him. But I just don't – when it rushes like that, you already hear me talking about Daniels. I love Daniels. I love Daniels in the draft. I love how he played last year. Today, I don't know, what do you think? I don't know. And I'm even mentioning Stroud in the process of talking. Like, that matters. That's related at all in any way. But, yeah. I want to stop talking about my thought process, because I think it's becoming pretty obvious that it's often severely flawed.
Tua? No.
I am done.
Can't be the top 10.
I'm done.
You're out.
I feel like I wanted to defend him because I thought it was almost insane the amount of criticism he got, but he I don't think he's that good.
I think maybe Prescott and Goff might both suffer from the same blind spot. I mean, whatever what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like, you know, make fun of, I wasn't even saying it, QB wins. I mentioned Goff's record.
Right.
But Dak Prescott has just won constantly. Last year, he's had a couple of big injuries, last year included. He wasn't even on the field for a lot of it. And they've won constantly, but he does not get that respect. And, you know, you can make your own theories as to why. But Goff also he suffers from this, I think.
Yep.
Just not usually considered top tier. I don't know if they belong top tier, but I think they probably belong second or third. I think Prescott does for sure. Prescott over Goff for me easily. Prescott's like my number. He's top five for me. I think he's great.
You know what I think hurts Prescott with maybe somebody like me is his own team sort of treated him like they weren't sure he was that great.
But that's if it's because it's Dallas, that's probably a compliment.
Sure, but I don't know that if they had just signed him whenever they needed to sign, like the Bills did with Allen, like it wasn't even, I mean, it was never even awake. Like the boat was not even running. It was just floating, like without, it's just not even barely moving, but you're still nothing, no disruption at all. Just like, hey, do you think the Bills will get, oh, they did it. That was Allen's first big contract. Prescott has been like, every turn there's, him and Han and franchise tag, are they going to trade him? Oh my gosh. Now, part of that's because it's Dallas and like that is like a content factory in and of itself, but they always play hardball with him and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess, but they're idiots, I think.
Right.
I sort of think that's a good look for him that Jerry Jones doesn't maybe respect him as much as he should. I'm not sure that's it exactly. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here on this sunny Friday. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.